T-Mobile.
Good afternoon, Rusty and Gerald T.R.
Good afternoon to you.
Well, just sitting here looking at stories on the computer and just got that watch good smoke, and I think we're going to head down to Harbor Freight.
Head out to get me some lunch. I'm going to go to Tropical Grill. They got good chicken, grilled chicken and things like that over rice and all, so good meat bowls, and I'll have that for lunch. And then I'm going to run back to the house. I was doing some work for the chapter, barbershop chapter. I'm doing some of my secretarial duties, trying to get things caught up on that so I can check off and find out who hasn't gotten membership cards after they've paid dues in the last 90 days. So, many different things to be done with many different hats. You know how it goes.
More of that to do than I do. Well, it says it's 84 degrees out there with 66% humidity and feels like 90. Bernice has been out in the garden working, and I went out there some and did some spraying grapevines up a little bit, and that's about all. I haven't done too much today. She's done more than I did.
Got a bunch of things in the house. Got trash and all taken out. Ooh. Deer laying here alongside the road. And a doe. Somebody get a doe. Anyway, and I was doing, went outside, was doing some work, spraying some weeds, and was trimming back a tree, a shrub near the house. And darn if I didn't get hit by a wasp. And I brushed him off real quick so he didn't get me real bad, so it was just a light sting. And I put something on it real quick. Then I went outside with my wasp and hornet spray and let that let them have it right all up into where it was behind the one of the decorative things on my house. So, and then I got inside, got doing all this work on the computer. And now I've decided I'm hungry and starting to get a headache. So, figure I better go get me some lunch. You know,
we ate late, and then I just had a snack, a piece of apple strudel, homemade. Course, and a cup of coffee, and we're just chilling out for a minute before we went out and went someplace. I think Bernice got to change her blouse about all in it, Mom. Well, you're not going to go? She ain't made up her mind yet. Probably don't want to be seen in public with me.
But, hey, Al, she'd have to worry about somebody wanting to know what she was doing with that ugly old man with her. So, anyway, and well, like I said, I gotta, I do need to run by Ace Hardware or somewhere. I need to get me a couple of new reflectors to go on either side of my driveway. Found that both of them on both sides have been cracked, and one part of it's missing. So, it's about time to put some new ones out there. Those have only been out there about 8 or 9 years now, and they've lasted that long, so I feel like I got my money's worth out of them. What do you think?
Better than the ones I got. Mine don't last that long, and every now and then somebody gets one of them going out. I just grab them down at Lowe's. I don't think I've ever bought any over at Home Depot, but at any rate, we go to one or the other, whichever one's the most convenient at the time. If I'm on the right side of the road and going towards Aldi's, I go to Lowe's. And if I'm on the other side of the road coming back, I'll go to Home Depot. Six of one, half dozen of another.
Yeah, well, Ace Hardware is closer to me than either Home Depot or Lowe's now, so. And what I would save going to Home Depot or Lowe's, I'll spend on gas going up there. So six, one, half dozen the other for me. And you know, I can run out here and pick up what I need and then head back to the house. Mine sit far enough from the driveway, edge of the driveway, that they're closer to the edge of the ditch. So they actually aren't close. Anybody hits mine, that means they run off into the ditch. And that's about a 2.5-foot drop from the edge of my driveway into the bottom of that ditch alongside the road. So, you know, most people are very careful pulling out of my driveway and doing that. that. So anyway, but it is beautiful out here. My thermometer says it's 81 degrees, and I'm running air in the car because it's hot outside.
Well, my grass looks like it's about ready to mow again. Oh, I don't, it's not like the old days. I don't think the air conditioner knocks your mileage down that much anymore. I never did notice a difference. Around town, we get 25, and then on the highway, 30 to 35, and it's just that simple. Depends on how fast you go, how fast you accelerate away from stop signs and that. And I'd rather ride in comfort at our age. So I don't pay attention to, in the truck, it doesn't have climate control. You got to turn it, you know, blue over to red. But in the Avalon, you just set the temperature you want, and we leave it on 73. So whatever it's doing. And if we come out and the car's real hot, I just punch a button, and it's got cooling in the seats. And believe me, they get cool fast.
I have cooling in the seats. I have the heated seats, but I don't have the cooling ones, but that would be nice. But, yeah, you know, I get about, on the road, I get somewhere around 28, 29 miles to the gallon. And around town, I get about 25 to 26. So, you know, that's the difference here. And, well, Tom, I have arrived. I'm going to go inside and get me something to eat. And I will talk to you later. N0TR, W2D, 73s for now.
Okie doke, Rusty. I'm going to shut this thing off and get ready to go to W2T, N0TR. Have a good day. Click.